And on the subject of cancer, this week has also seen a breakthrough in the field of melanoma, a form of skin cancer that's becoming increasingly common. In fact, the incidence of the disease has doubled in the last 10 years. But now there's some good news, because with the help of a tank full of fish, scientists at Harvard University have discovered a gene that drives the disease and therefore could hold the key to new ways to treat it. To explain more and talking to Chris, here's the author of the work, Leonard Zon.
Well, my laboratory has been focusing on melanoma, which is a very deadly skin tumor. And we had developed about 5 years ago a model of melanoma in the zebrafish. In this model, we took the human gene that's known to cause melanoma, a gene called BRAF, and we overexpressed it in the zebrafish in combination with another gene, P53, which is the most common mutated form of a tumor suppressor gene in humans. And that combination led to fish that developed melanoma. We're able to study those tumors, and they really resemble very similar signatures of genes to what you would see in a human tumor. And so with that, we wanted to understand whether we could use this model to find new genes that cause cancer or find new therapies that might be used for the treatment of melanoma. We knew there was a region on human chromosome 1 that was amplified in about 30% of all human melanoma. And we studied that region and found that there were 54 genes in that interval. And we then looked at gene expression among 100 human melanomas, and we found that 17 of those genes were expressed very highly. And so we needed to figure out which was the driver gene, which was the most important to the cancer. And so what we decided to do was to take each of these 17 genes and to inject them individually into our zebrafish embryos at the one cell stage, and then to grow up those fish and count how many fish developed melanoma. And what we found was that one of those genes, a gene called SETDB1, had the ability to greatly accelerate the melanoma, and this was likely the driver gene in this particular critical interval.
And is this representative of what you think goes on in humans? In other words, if you were to take human melanomas, real clinical tissue, do you see this same gene, this SETDB1 gene that you've now discovered to be involved, also mutated in the human problem?
Well, that's right. So 30% of human melanomas will have amplifications of SETDB1. And we went on to show in this paper that actually 70% of melanomas will overexpress SETDB1. So it's something that's central to being a melanoma, a tumor, is to overexpress this particular gene. So I think that over time, we'll be able to see that this gene also participates in other cancers too, and this region is also amplified in other tumors of humans, such as lung tumors and also breast tumors.
We'll come on to what SETDB1 might be doing in a second, but first of all, if 70% have it, what about the 30% of human melanomas that don't? What's going on in them then?
Well, the way I think about this as an oncologist, if I see a patient, I'll often describe their tumors as, let's say, poorly differentiated or well differentiated. And what that means is that I can actually classify them by how the tumor looks like under a microscope. We think that melanoma isn't a single disease, but there's actually different causes of melanoma. And so there's different driver genes depending on where the melanoma arises on your body and what types of exposures to carcinogens or light. Sunlight is often thought as an instigator for the melanomas. So with all these different options, the tumors could be heterogeneous. And so what we would say is that the 70% that overexpress SETDB1, that must be one category, and then the other 30% have a different classification and probably represent a different stage or a different location of those melanomas.
So what do you think SETDB1 is doing?
Well, there's a new field that's blossomed over the past 5 years called epigenetics. And epigenetics deals with things that aren't inherited in a typical genetic manner. We're used to mutations, let's say, being inherited genetically. But in this particular case, DNA is actually wound around a spool. And that spool is a set of proteins called histones. When the DNA is wound too tightly, the genes are shut off. When DNA is wound loosely, the genes are on. This gene, SETDB1, seems to wind the DNA a little bit too tightly, and that shuts off particular types of genes that have an identity in the melanoma. So, for instance, one class of genes that we found are a gene set called the HOX genes, which regulates the body plan normally of how embryos develop. But we think that somehow this gene alteration in terms of expression leads to a change in the cell fate, and that makes the tumors more invasive.
And does this in turn also give you new strategies for how to combat melanoma? Because the survival prospects for someone who's diagnosed with an advanced melanoma are really dismal at the moment. So are we going to be able to do something about it with this discovery?
So SETDB1 is an enzyme that actually methylates the histones, and that regulates whether the DNA is tightly wound or not. And so because it's an enzyme, it's possible to make inhibitors to this enzyme. And so we're in the process now of talking to drug companies to think about inhibiting this particular enzyme, and we think this would be a wonderful treatment for the patients, 70% of the patients who overexpress this gene who have melanoma.
Harvard scientist Leonard Zond talking to Chris Smith there. He published that work this week in the journal Nature.